Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last three decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. And good evening, friends. Welcome to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for joining us. Our number 844-236-6010. 844-236-6010. We'll get your calls in our next segment. We'll talk to Nicole Byers at the bottom of the hour. Nicole is a yoga instructor, and her website is honestyoga.com. We're going to talk about building community and making mindful movement accessible with Honest Yoga and Nicole Byers at the bottom of the hour. And we'll get your calls next segment, 844-236-6010, 844-236-6010. If you want to purchase longevity products, head to my websites, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. All the longevity products are up, as well as a Join the Team link that you can use. If you want to start a home-based business, if you're an entrepreneur, if you like the entrepreneur lifestyle, if you want to be part of the billion-dollar nutritional supplement field, if you just want to get your longevity products at the wholesale price. Sign up to join the Bright Side Ben team. We can help you build your business. If you so desire, call 866-735-2470 for info or hit the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. All right, our number 844-236-6010. We'll get your calls in our second segment, and we'll talk to Nicole Byers, founder of Honest Yoga. Honest Yoga, thehonestyoga.com is your website at the bottom of the hour, and get your calls next segment, 844-236-6010. All right, so we've been talking about small intestinal bacterial overgrowth, or SIBO. We've been talking about it for a while, and for good reason, because as I've said so many times, and I'll say it again, there is not a single long-term chronic health challenge that does not involve some element of dysbiosis, messed up gut bacteria, or SIBO, small intestinal bacterial overgrowth. And we talked about some of the things you could do if you're dealing with this condition. We talked about the FODMAPS diet, and that is a special diet that is low in FODMAPS sugars. FODMAPS is an acronym that stands for fermentable oligosaccharides, disaccharides, monosaccharides, and polyols, just basically sugars, fermentable sugars. Going ketogenic, going low carbohydrate is probably the best thing you could do. There are lists of foods that are high FODMAPs foods and low FODMAPs foods, but the lists are so extensive, it's really quite confusing, and you're not going to react to every single food. So it's best just to do a food diary, and I know I've said this before, but I'll say it again. Gluten intolerance, being intolerant to the element gluten and eliminating gluten, is not enough, because having intestinal bacterial overgrowth, having SIBO issues, is going to cause you to have symptoms that are very similar to gluten intolerance, even if you don't eat gluten, which is why people say, oh, well, I eliminated gluten, I'm going low gluten, and I still have my psoriasis, I still have my rashes, I still have my autoimmune disease, whatever it is. So you can't just go by gluten. You can't just go by good foods, bad foods list. You can't just go by the low FODMAPs or high FODMAPs diet. You gotta do a food diary. You gotta write down everything you eat, and then you have to write down how your symptoms show up after you eat specific foods. Then, of course, eliminate those foods. Yes, it's true that flour, grains, gluten and containing substances are going to be problematic. It's true that mushy fruits and vegetables and dry fruits and vegetables, which typically have lots of sugars in them, are going to be problematic. It's true that dairy and eggs and beans can be problematic for some folks. But it's not enough just to go by these lists. You got to see what your specific challenges are. And that's why food diary is so important. Writing down everything you eat and then how you feel after you eat that food. It's a little complicated, I understand, but it's well worth it. It will add years to your life, and it will eliminate all kinds of symptoms. If you're dealing with skin symptoms, it can actually really have a huge psychological impact, a beneficial psychological impact. When your skin starts to clear up, when you've had acne all your life, when you've had a psoriasis or eczema all your life, it can be pretty psychologically debilitating. And by using a food diary, as complicated as it is, and then going through the elimination diet, it can make a huge, huge difference, especially in teenagers and kids. Last week we talked about SIBO and acidification of the stomach. I've been recommending apple cider vinegar folks take apple cider vinegar with meals for years. And apple cider vinegar can have a dramatic effect on SIBO, a dramatic beneficial effect on SIBO using apple cider vinegar with your meals and with your digestive enzymes, because digestive enzymes need acid to be activated. More people are suffering from low stomach acid than too much stomach acid. If you have GERD or you have heartburn issues, that doesn't mean you're making too much stomach acid. If you have heartburn or GERD, gastroesophageal reflux disease, that does not translate to excessive stomach acid. I know I said this a lot of times, but it bears repeating. Low stomach acid and secondary SIBO, that is SIBO that follows low stomach acid, is much more of a problem for the GERD patient or the heartburn patient than too much stomach acid. It's very rare that we make too much stomach acid. It's much more common that we don't make enough, thus the importance of apple cider vinegar. And GERD and heartburn, as miserable as they can be, I've had GERD a few times, not a lot, but probably 10 times in my life, and oh my God, it is an awful condition, awful and miserable condition. But as miserable as it can be from from a feeling sensation, and it feels awful and it tastes awful, it can actually be deadly. And that's because long-term GERD can lead to a condition called Barrett's esophagus. Barrett's esophagus is where the esophageal lining, as the cells that line the esophagus, become distorted. In fact, they actually become more like intestinal cells than so-called epithelial cells, which line the esophagus. They actually change shape. And the cells can not only become distorted, they can lead to deterioration of the tissue and ultimately to esophageal cancer, which is one of the deadliest types of cancers in the top 10 list of deadly cancers every year. It's got a 5-year survival rate of 20% or so. It's an awful, it's unspeakable. I mean, all cancers are, but this esophageal cancer is awful, awful, awful. I've seen more than my fair share of patients who've dealt with it and who've died from it. And long-term GERD, long-term heartburn is one of the red flag potential causes of Barrett's esophagus, which is one of the causes of esophageal cancer. You're more at risk if you have esophageal cancer if you've been dealing with GERD typically for 10 years plus, and a lot of people have. And you're more at risk if you're for getting esophageal cancer if you're male, if you're middle-aged, if you're obese. Obesity is defined as a body mass index of over 30. The BMI, the body mass index, is a very complicated formula that relates your body weight to height. The average American has a BMI of around 26, which is pretty darn close to 30. So the two causes of SIBO that we talked about are sugars, excessive ingestion of FODMAPs type of sugars, and achlorhydria, low stomach acid. A third cause of SIBO involves the movement of muscles that propel food through the small intestine to the large intestine. This muscular activity, they call it motility, intestinal motility. We'll talk about that when we come back from a break. I'm Pharmacist Ben. 844-236-6010 is our number. We will get your calls in our next segment and talk to Nicole Byer of Honest Yoga at the bottom of the hour.
Don't go away. We'll be back with more good health information on The Bright Side right after this.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We are back on The Bright Side. Our number 844-236-6010. We'll get your calls this segment and speak to Nicole Byers. At the bottom of the hour, Nicole is the founder of Honest Yoga, thehonestyoga.com. And she teaches individuals as well as teachers. She trains teachers as well as individual folks. And I've been fascinated with yoga for a long time. She has a specific type of yoga that we'll talk about at the bottom of the hour. And get your calls in the segment if we have calls. 844-236-6010, 844-236-6010.
236-6010. All right, so the two main causes, or two of the causes, we'll say, of SIBO that we've been addressing are the FODMAP sugars. And a low FODMAPs diet is suggested. I'm not a big believer in the low FODMAPs diet. I prefer people to do a food diary. Nonetheless, if you go to a standard naturopath, they'll probably tell you about the FODMAPs diet. That's kind of the conventional wisdom, at least among naturopaths, for SIBO patients, is to go low FODMAPs. And then achlorhydria, or hypochlorhydria, or low stomach acid. But there's a third cause of SIBO, and that involves the movement of food through the intestine. Ordinarily, food is propelled, we'll say, through the intestine via muscular activity, and that's referred to as motility. And impaired motility can result in food sticking around longer than it should, leading to hyperproliferation of bacteria. There's lots of reasons why you can have motility issues. Connective tissue disease can cause it, things like scleroderma or lupus. Adhesions from surgery, surgical adhesions, that's something that people need to recognize when they have surgical procedures done, intestinal procedures or female health issue procedures. Doctors don't often mention this, but adhesions occur in some 60 to 70% of surgical procedures, and especially when they occur in the soft tissues. These surgical procedures occur in soft tissues in the reproductive area or also in the intestine, and adhesions, post-surgical adhesions, can be one of the causes of motility issues, thus SIBO. Endometriosis can cause adhesions that can lead to motility problems, chronic inflammation, irritable bowel disease. In fact, inflammation, obviously, and irritable bowel disease can be both a cause and an effect of SIBO. Another important cause of impaired gut motility, as they say, involves something called the migrating motor complex, or the MMC. And this migrating motor complex is a term that's given to a pattern of electrical activity that causes the muscular propulsion of food through the stomach and through the intestine. It's actually an electrical activity that migrates from the stomach through the intestine, and this migration causes muscles to contract and causes food to become propelled. And this MMC is especially active when we don't eat. Fasting is one of the best ways to activate the MMC. In fact, just simply between meals, the MMC becomes active. Constant grazing or constant eating or snacking will have a suppressant effect on the MMC. You don't hear it as much, but for many, many years, nutritionists would tell you to snack all day long, which is really, really bad advice. They don't say it that much anymore. I haven't heard it, but I'm sure there's some nutritionists still telling people that they should be snacking all day. He used to say it'll keep your blood sugar stable. That's not true. What ends up happening when you snack all day is it keeps your blood sugar high and really messes up your insulin and your blood sugar. It's one of the reasons why people are dysglycemic is constant eating. But another effect of this grazing or constant snacking or constant eating is it will have a suppressant effect on the migrating motor complex, on the MMC. That means the more you eat, the longer food is going to stick around. I should say the more frequently you eat, the longer food is going to stick around. The more frequently you eat, the longer food is going to stick around, and the more likely you're going to be to have bacterial overgrowth. On the other hand, because fasting activates the MMC, the migrating motor complex, in addition to depriving the small intestine of its food, or the small intestinal bacteria of their food, I should say, not eating will also encourage the movement of intestinal contents out of the body. So fasting, even just it's just between meals, but certainly if you fast for 1 or 2 days, is one of the best things you could do if you're dealing with this SIBO condition. Number one, you're not going to be putting food in the system, so the bacteria are not going to have anything to eat, and they're not going to proliferate. And then number two, fasting will activate the migrating motor complex, the MMC, which will encourage motility, encourage the propulsion of food out of the body. And here's something really interesting. The MMC, the migrating motor complex, when it's activated, it emits a sound that sounds like rumbling. And that sound is misinterpreted quite often as a signal to eat, which, of course, has the effect of shutting down the MMC. So if you're dealing with SIBO, the next time you hear a rumbling sound coming out of your intestine, your stomach is growling, as they say, you may want to think of it as your digestive system cleaning itself out instead of as a sign that we should be eating. That rumbling in your tummy, your stomach growling, doesn't mean you should be eating. It means your body is clearing, your intestine is clearing itself out. Bile is another liquid or another biochemical that's involved in SIBO. For one thing, bile is antimicrobial, like stomach acid. Bile is antimicrobial. In fact, it's powerfully antimicrobial. And bacteria can break down bile before it has a chance to do its emulsifying work, which can lead to incomplete processing, of specifically of absorption in fatty vitamins, and more SIBO. So you got two effects that bile has on a SIBO. For one thing, lack of bile will deprive the body of an important antimicrobial liquid, and excess bile, or bile secretion in general, or bile in general, is broken down by the bacteria that are overgrowing. And that results in the accumulation of fatty materials in foods, and that acts as a source of nutrients for bacteria, which further exacerbates the proliferation of bacteria. You can see how everything is just tied together. So bile is important for killing bacteria. You don't make enough bile, or you've got gallbladder issues, or God forbid you've had your gallbladder taken out. You've now deprived yourself of a very powerful antibacterial, and that's going to lead to SIBO. Then, if you have SIBO, the bile you are making is going to get broken down before it has a chance to accomplish its emulsifying work, which leads to incomplete processing of absorption of fats and more SIBO. Bile synthesis in the liver requires specific nutrients. So if you do have a bile issue, if you're not making enough bile, or you suspect that you have SIBO problems, start supplementing with things that help you build bile. The amino acids taurine and glycine, two extremely important amino acids for the synthesis of bile. And both amino acids tend to be deficient in the standard American diet. Glycine is found in, actually both taurine and glycine are found abundantly in animal foods. Glycine is available in some vegan foods, seeds, beans, and mushrooms, but taurine is not. Taurine, if you're vegetarian or if you're vegan, and you'd be very smart to start supplementing with taurine, especially if you're a vegetarian or vegan with bile issues or gallbladder issues or SIBO issues, get yourself on taurine supplements. Taurine is a spectacularly valuable amino acid. It's one of the few amino acids that's not really incorporated into other proteins. Most amino acids, as you probably know, are considered to be the building blocks of proteins, but taurine is not really a building block of protein. It's a building block of bile. And it's also used for helping control electrical activity. Taurine's a great anti-seizure amino acid. Taurine is important for protecting the heart. You'll find taurine in Red Bull, where it acts to kind of prevent the heart from overworking in response to caffeine. And I use taurine in my skincare products because it's very important for skin cell hydration. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're going to talk to Nicole Byers at the bottom of the hour. We'll continue talking about SIBO and bile and another very fascinating liquid that's secreted out of the intestine that plays a role in bile secretion as well as in SIBO, and that'll be tomorrow. Nicole Byers coming up next. We'll be back after this commercial break on The Bright Side. There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare by far and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide? Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and obtaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit BrightSideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightSideBen.com. That's www.BrightSideBen.com.
USA News Update. Tesla is recalling nearly 2 million electric vehicles due to safety concerns tied to its auto steer feature.
A forthcoming software update will enhance warnings for drivers and enable the automated feature to disengage when the vehicle is not on the road or if the driver is not sufficiently attentive. The Traffic Safety Administration initiated an investigation in 2021 following nearly a dozen reported incidents. I'm Dave Collins.
The Biden administration is unveiling its offshore drilling plan for the next 5 years. According to the Interior Department, 3 leases for drilling in U.S. waters are scheduled between 2024 and 2029. The American Petroleum Institute criticized the plan, stating that it fails to meet the energy needs of the American people. Environmental groups also expressed concern, asserting that the dangerous cycle of drilling and spilling must end. Skip Kelly, USA News.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com. Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, we are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're on the air weekend evenings, 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, Saturday and Sunday evenings, and 24/7 on the archive page, brightsideben.com. You'll find the longevity products at brightsideben.com, as well as on my blog, pharmacistben.com, and on our new stories and blog posts and video page, which is criticalhealthnews.com. Thank you, John T. Collier, for setting that up. You'll also find Join the Team links on all the websites, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com. If you're an entrepreneur and want to start a home-based business, if you want to be part of the billion-dollar nutritional supplement field, if you're interested in starting a win-win business, or if you simply want to get your longevity products at the wholesale price, hit the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com, or call 866-735-2470 for more information. And don't forget to take a look at our Truth Skin Health products, all formulated by myself and my compounding pharmacy for helping folks deal with various skin health issues for prevention of post-surgical or post-trauma scarring, for eczema, acne, psoriasis, or even just plain old dry or aging skin. All our True Skin Health products are made without preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers, silicone, vegetable oil, nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want. Just 100% active and functional ingredients that heal the skin. That's what Truth Skin Health is all about. The missing link in beauty is health. And at the end of the day, healthy skin is beautiful skin, and beautiful skin is healthy skin. You can check out all our Truth Skin Health products out at truthtreatments.com. Truth Treatments, that's with an S, truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com. All right, I am looking forward to speaking to our guest tonight. Nicole Byers is a specialist in what she calls trauma-informed yoga. She's the author of the upcoming book, Living Yoga Beyond the Mat, a 500-hour registered yoga teacher. She's a speaker, a founder of Honest Yoga Studio in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and she's also the host of the website, thehonestyoga.com, thehonestyoga.com. Please welcome to The Bright Side, Nicole Byers. Hello, Nicole.
Hi, Ben. Thanks for having me tonight.
Thank you for being on The Bright Side. So yoga is a very interesting subject, and when people hear yoga, they often think of spirituality or woo-woo or Buddhism or I don't know if born-again Christians or evangelical Christians are allowed to do yoga or they want to do yoga. So tell us a little bit, what exactly is yoga, and what exactly is your specific perspective on yoga? What is it in a general sense, and what is your particular perspective on it?
Sure. So, you know, I've been in the industry for over 10 years, and I think that over the years, I hear a lot of, you know, common things of what people think yoga is, and many people think yoga is just a physical practice. And part of that is we've westernized it a lot. You know, we see a lot of yoga poses, people on social media, on Instagram, people putting their foot behind their head, those kinds of things. And many people think that that's what yoga is. And I would have to disagree with some of that. I believe that that is a small part of what yoga actually is. So to me, and in my teachings and how we teach our students, is really that yoga is now. So what that means is yoga really is just living and being in the present moment.
Hmm.
Now we use the physical practice, you know, the warrior twos, the down dogs, things like that. There is a place for that, and we use the physical practice as a way to help keep people present or aware in the present moment. So I always like to tell people that, and I hope this is freeing for people to hear, that you could be riding your bike. And if you're riding your bike and you're noticing your surroundings, you're noticing the trees, you're noticing that it's sunny out, and you're truly present and in the moment, that's doing yoga.
That's fascinating. I never heard that before. So yoga, like the Sanskrit word yoga means yoke, to union, to connect, right?
Yep.
Is that kind of what you're referring to? Is to be connected to whatever reality is or your present moment is, that kind of thing?
Yeah, and I think people, that's all people hear is, you know, yoga means what you just said. But if you think about, I mean, the way that yoga began was thousands of years ago, and it was never a physical practice. It was about meditating. It was about sitting and paying attention to breath and being in the present moment. This whole physical practice really came in the 70s, and it's really something that has been, it's more westernized, like I said, you know, here in the States. And so I'm trying to teach people that it's so much more than that.
So you're actually working with people who are doing yoga therapeutically. They're doing yoga post-trauma kind of thing. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, so, you know, trauma-informed yoga is something I have worked with at domestic abuse shelters as well as recovery centers, addiction recovery centers. And really, it's the same sort of idea, but it's more about reconnecting with self. So a lot of these victims and people that I work with have suffered, you know, severe and complex trauma and have PTSD. And so for them, a lot of times, you know, they dissociate. They dissociate from themselves. They dissociate from the present moment. They're in a very, like, high state of fight or flight. So their nervous system is, it's just, they're on guard. They're, it's like a tiger is chasing them every moment of every day. So really, trauma-informed yoga is about bringing people, trying to calm their nervous system, and we do that through very simple movements. I don't leave the chair with my group. We don't leave the chair. It's really about reconnection with self, with very simple, empowering movements. But again, I go back to really, I'm guiding these my groups into the present moment by tuning into sensations in the body, tuning into breath. And most of my students in those trauma-informed classes, when they actually are able to slow down, when they are actually able to connect, at the end of a 20-minute class, because they're really only 20 minutes, they're not that long, a lot of people experience emotion. You know, there's a lot of tears and there's a lot of confusion. Like, why am I experiencing this?
As they're doing the poses, they're becoming emotionally activated?
More towards, some of them are, but almost more towards the end of those 20 minutes. So, you know, and I think trauma or not, you know, I think everybody has experienced trauma in their life, and whether or not it's the little T trauma or the big T trauma. But if we're not processing those emotions in our body, most of us don't, you know, it's easier to shove it down, to numb, things like that. The emotion is being stored somewhere, right, in your body. And so when we create a safe environment, creating a safe environment in the trauma-informed yoga, and we really have the students connect to themselves, they're able to feel really safe, and emotions are able to be released.
Okay, we got to take a commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk about the logistics of it, how people get started, how they work with your program, and also some of the myths that are associated with doing yoga. Nicole Byers is our guest. We're talking to Nicole about trauma-based yoga, I guess you would say. Her website is thehonestyoga.com. More with Nicole.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. That's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. We're talking to Nicole Byers. Her website is thehonestyoga.com. She's a specialist in trauma-informed yoga and the author of the upcoming book, Living Yoga Beyond the Mat. So a couple things, Nicole. I want to get into some of the logistics of it, the how-tos, but tell us a little bit about your personal story with how you got into this.
Sure. So I actually was somebody that never liked yoga in my 20s. It was something that I thought was too slow for me, and I had all these ideas in my head of what I thought yoga was, and so I actually didn't like it. However, when I was 25, I was admitted into an eating disorder recovery center, and I was anorexic and one of those kind of pound the pavement, over-exerciser type of person. Now, when I got into recovery, yoga was a big part of the program. So I started doing yoga every day because it was mandatory. I came in very resistant. But the more I started to do it, I had these little blimps of moments where I was actually connecting with myself, where I was actually feeling a sense of love towards myself, which I had not felt for so many years. Mm-hmm. And it was those little blimps that I started having during the practice that I started wanting more of that. And so the more I felt that, the more I wanted that feeling. Mm. And so that's how my yoga journey began.
All right. So let's talk about the logistics. How does somebody get themselves involved with this? You're in Minnesota. I imagine that you work with people not just in Minnesota. So do you work on Zoom? Do you do it one-on-one? Do you do group teachings on Zoom? How does that work? And what are the exact logistics for somebody who wants to participate or somebody who wants to take advantage of this?
Sure. So a couple things. You know, as you said, I own a studio in Minneapolis. All of our classes are live streamed, so it doesn't matter where you are. You can take any type of class, whether or not it's a gentle class or maybe a little bit more of a rigorous flow class. You can live stream any of our classes to take a 60-minute class. Now, I am on the schedule one time per week, but I have amazing teachers that teach all week. So that is one option. Another option doesn't involve really going to a yoga studio, watching a YouTube video. You can start practicing this literally taking 5 minutes out of your morning before you get your coffee, or maybe after you get your coffee, giving yourself 5 minutes in the beginning of the morning, whether or not it's seated on the couch, whether or not it's seated on the floor, but really just taking 5 minutes to close your eyes, to tune into where you are, your surroundings, and really just paying attention to your breath. So breathing in and out through the nose, because that activates the parasympathetic nervous system. It kind of calms the nervous system, but you just breathe in and out through the nose, maybe to the count of four as you breathe in, and breathe out to that same count of four. And you do that for 5 minutes. You set a timer for 5 minutes. And as you do that and you just breathe like that, you're going to notice your thoughts are going to take over. You're going to start to think about other things you have going on, which is totally normal. But when that happens, you just, during that 5 minute time, you just kind of come back to the breath. You're just breathing into four counts, breathing out to four counts. That is a mindfulness practice. That is doing yoga, bringing yourself into the present moment. And once you start doing that, you'll start to feel kind of that mindfulness trickle into the rest of your day. You might notice a tree outside of your work that you haven't noticed ever because your mind was always going. So you'll start to feel kind of some mindfulness trickle into parts of your day if you're able to stay consistent with a practice like that.
How do you relate to meditation? It sounds like mindfulness meditation, no?
Yeah, definitely. Yes. I don't love the thing with meditation is sometimes people get this idea of, you know, you have to do it in a seated position and your hands have to be in a certain way and it's chanting and it's, so, you know, I think sometimes there's ideals of what people think, for example, what yoga is or what meditation is. And you can absolutely do that, but I like to almost refer to it as mindfulness as opposed to meditation just because of kind of the stigma behind it sometimes.
It's semantics. It's basically the same thing, correct?
Yes, correct.
Okay, all right. So when you talk about honest yoga and mindfulness and trauma-informed yoga, it's really a meditative practice.
Yes, very much so.
Interesting. So when people think that they need to be flexible or they need to somehow be in shape or they're too overweight to do yoga or they're embarrassed about their physical body, none of that's relevant.
Exactly. None of it is relevant. And I'm trying to empower people, any person, no matter what, no matter where you come from, trying to empower people to do yoga in this sort of way. I think, you know, you don't have to be the Lululemon wearing skinny young person to do yoga. And it really is for any person based on what I believe yoga to be.
That's very fascinating. So let's say somebody's listening right now and they want to start a daily routine, a daily yoga routine. Can you give us a little breakdown, like a step-by-step breakdown on what that would look like?
Sure. So starting a mindfulness practice?
You're calling it mindfulness. I was thinking yoga, but I guess they're the same thing, right?
I would do what I was talking about with that 5 minutes. Sitting down, sitting on the couch. But with the importance of like a mindfulness practice, just want to point out a couple of things, is that you breathe a little bit deeper than you normally would, because intentional breathing is really important. As like I said, it does activate that parasympathetic nervous system. So you're able to kind of calm the nervous system with a deeper breath. The key here is too that you need to breathe in and out through the nose. So most people, actually over 50% of the population, breathes in and out through the mouth. And breathing in and out through the mouth does even activate that fight or flight in our body. Mm. It can create more anxiety, more fatigue, all those things. So if you want to bring some very simple mindfulness into your day, even a minute in the morning, at lunch, at night, before you go to bed, all you need to do is breathe in and out through the nose and breathe into that four count and breathe out to that four count. If you want to create some movement, if you want to kind of move your head, I mean, I always like people to, when you slow down and you start to feel your breath and you start to just kind of connect with your body, you can feel areas that might feel tight or just like follow your intuition about what you might need in that very brief moment. If it's, like I said, a few shoulder rolls, or if it's just dropping the chin to chest, it's important to slow down, to tune in. And then if you want to incorporate some movement based on your intuition and what you feel like your body might need in that moment, then by all means, do that.
Do you have any experience, you talk about trauma-informed yoga, but do you have any experience working with disease, people have diseases or illnesses?
Yeah, a lot of people that come to the yoga studio over the years do come with, everybody comes with something different, whether or not it's a chronic illness or plantar fasciitis or carpal tunnel. I mean, there's so many different things, and many people are, their doctor or their physical therapist will recommend yoga. And I think all of that is wonderful. It's just, I would caution people to make sure that they do their research on a studio if they're, you know, want to go into a studio. Do their research and make sure that it's the right studio for you, because yoga can be incredibly healing. You just want to make sure that it's the right type of class and studio for you.
So there are other studios that are doing this trauma, from, I'm gathering from what you just said, this trauma-informed yoga. This is not just your thing?
No, I mean, so trauma-informed yoga, I mean, all of our classes, we don't advertise, like, at our studio, all of our classes are, you know, we have the typical yoga flow, we have a gentle class. All of our classes are trauma-informed, meaning that we use language that is empowering. We also provide and incorporate a lot of choice-making into our practices. So our classes are trauma-informed, but you won't see on a schedule, usually at yoga studios, that say trauma-informed yoga. So I teach trauma-informed yoga more at, you'll find it at in recovery centers, you'll find it at, you know, the domestic abuse shelters, you'll find it with a therapist. That's typically nice. Where you'll find more trauma-informed yoga.
Nicole, very informative, very educational. Nicole Byers is with us. TheHonestYoga.com is the website, and you can call 612-354-6939. 612-354-6939, TheHonestYoga.com. Thanks, Nicole, for being on The Bright Side.
Thank you so much, Ben.
Okay, take care. That was Nicole Byers, her website, TheHonestYoga.com. That is all the time we have for this evening. Thanks for listening to The Bright Side, friends. We'll be back at you tomorrow evening, 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. Till then, have a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular Saturday evening. We'll talk to y'all later, folks. Bye for now. Howdy, folks. Pharmacist Ben here, nutritional pharmacist and skincare chemist. If you've heard me on my daily health and wellness program, The Bright Side, you know I'm on a mission to spread the good news about the power of nutritional supplementation to correct your healthcare challenges and get you feeling vital and healthy once again. I want you to call 877-279-9422 and check out the powerful, affordable line of nutritional products from Youngevity, the ones I take and the ones I recommend. That's 877-279-9422 or go to www.gcnminerals.com. Why simply mask your symptoms with toxic pharmaceutical drugs when you can address causes with vitamins and minerals? I suggest the Healthy Start Pack. It gives your body the essential 90 nutrients it needs. Most people notice a difference right away. You can sign up to help me spread the good news of health and wellness without drugs and maybe make a little money too. And while you're there, don't forget to check out my important video message. That's GCNminerals.com or call 877-279-9422. And remember, friends, good nutrition is good medicine.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.